So the 2024-2025 homecoming queen for this year is Jocelyn Murray. So Jocelyn Murray and Caden Whitaker, the homecoming king and queen for this school year. Of course, with the homecoming game tonight and the dance tonight after the game, getting the announcement of Caden Whitaker and Jocelyn Murray as the homecoming king and queen for the year. So congratulations to Caden Whitaker and Jocelyn Murray for Caden and Jocelyn. So Caden Whitaker and Jocelyn Murray, your homecoming king and queen candidates. As we take a look at the halftime statistics, first for the Vandals, Quentin Stonball was 3 of 8 passing for 75 yards. Andrew Casey 0 for 1 on his lone pass attempt. Receiving-wise, Connor DePue has 2 catches for 49 yards. Jacob Johnson, 1 catch for 26 yards. And the Vandals rushing has been the mainstay of their offense, no question about it, as Quentin Stonball has carried the ball 15 times for 168 yards and 3 touchdowns. Jake Heck has 3 carries for 21 yards. And Connor DePue has 1 carry for 9 yards and a touchdown. And Ian White had 1 carry for 2 yards, as the Vandals have 275 total yards of offense. As we want to thank Hannah Edgar for once again getting those stats out and everything she does for Todd and myself all year long, getting it, helping us out with stats and such like that. As we take a look at the Vandals scoring from half number one, the Vandals got their first touchdown at the 6:01 mark in the first quarter off a 59-yard touchdown run from Quentin Stonball. Isaac Sagan's point after attempt was good, and the Vandals took a 7-0 lead at the 6:01 mark in quarter number one. Then, just 6 seconds into the second quarter, Connor DePue had a 9-yard touchdown run as Sagan's point after attempt was good, giving the Vandals a 14-0 lead at the 11:54 mark in the second quarter. A few moments later, Quentin Stonball ran it in for the second time. This time was from 2 yards out, as Quentin Stonball's 2-yard touchdown run at the 4-minute mark. The snap was then, I believe, it looked like it was bobbled a little bit, as Jordan Colbert attempted to throw it into the end zone, but the two-point attempt was no good, giving the Vandals a 20-0 lead. And then with 15.6 seconds left to go in the second quarter, Quentin Stonball had his third touchdown of the night, running it in from 10 yards out, as the two-point conversion attempt was no good, as the Vandal, giving the Vandals their 26-0 lead here at halftime. Taking a look at some scores around the South Central Conference, with 40 seconds left to go in the year at halftime, excuse me, the Hillsboro Hilltoppers and the Gillespie Miners are tied 7-7. The Litchfield Purple Panthers are ahead 14-13 at the end of the first quarter. Litchfield leads the Greenville Comets 14-13 after the first quarter. As taking a look at some other, looking for some other scores around the South Central Conference, as the Vandals were definitely the first team to start, as I believe those are all the scores that we have so far, as it looks like there's a little bit of rain at Pena. So those are the scores that we have around the South Central Conference so far. So those are the scores we have for the South Central Conference. Again, some of the matchups going on in the conference. Carlinville and Staunton take, Carlinville travels to Staunton, the battle of 1 and 2 teams. Greenville is out on the road against Litchfield, a battle of 0-3 teams. Hillsboro traveling to Gillespie, and at Pena is a battle of the undefeated, as North Mac and Pena, both of those teams coming in at, with a 3-0 record. So by the end of the night, there will only be one of those teams undefeated for sure. Obviously, have to wait to see the end of the Greenville and Litchfield game, as Vandalia, or excuse me, the Comets come in with a 3-0 record, but Litchfield looks like they lead 14-13 after the first quarter. Again, those scores coming from the South Central Conference Facebook page. So those are your scores around halftime. A reminder, if you are looking for Illini football, you will find them on AM 1500, 104.7 FM, 102.7 FM, WPMB, as the number 24 Illinois Fighting Illini are on the road taking on the number 22 Nebraska Cornhuskers. Illinois finds themselves down 10-7 with 11:57 left to go in the second quarter. So a top 25 Big Ten matchup going on in Lincoln, Nebraska, over on WPNB. So all football action on WPNB. A reminder, tomorrow, Todd Stapleton and Erica Fultz will have junior high softball sectionals going on, as both the South Central Middle School and Sanibel Brownstown Middle School softball won their regional championships this past week. So both of them will be playing. I believe it's South Central will be playing in Kim Lundy, and Sanibel Brownstown traveling to Gillespie for their two regional contests, or their sectional contests, excuse me. So Todd Stapleton and Erica Fultz will both have the broadcast of those games tomorrow. So all sports action for you on Vandalia Radio. And remember, you can stream Vandalia live, Radio live anytime, anywhere at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app. Also going on tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., it will be the Sports Connection on WKRV. We'll hear from Vandals football coach Jason Clay. We'll also hear from the two most recent inductees into the Vandals Hall of Fame, Blake Morrison and Trevor Smalls, both of those men very deserving of Hall of Fame recognition. Both of them had huge successes in multiple sports for the Vandals. Blake Morrison, a three-sport standout in baseball, football, and basketball. Trevor Smalls, quite possibly the best high school football player I've ever seen, the first Vandal to have 5,000 total yards of offense, and was a multiple-time state qualifier for track and field during his time at Vandalia. So you'll hear myself and Erica Fultz's interviews from both Blake Morrison and Trevor Smalls tomorrow on the Sports Connection on WKRV, as well as our talk from Jason Clay on the Sports Connection tomorrow at 8 a.m. on WKRV. So 26-0, the Vandals lead the Piesol Southwestern Birds with 2:35 left to go until we get started with quarter number three. So we'll go ahead and step away and take a break and come back with the third quarter. You're listening to Vandals Football presented by Bluff Equipment in Bluff City, Hosick Motors in Vandalia, and Vandalia Mayor Rick Gottman and the City of Vandalia on 107.1 FM WKRV. And remember, you can stream us live anytime, anywhere at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Do you have a game plan for retirement? Having a game plan in place can help you win the retirement game. A plan will keep you on track and help reach your goals. Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon offers financial planning and investment advice and can help you develop a game plan that's right for you. Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon is at F&B Community Bank's Financial Center on Banker Boulevard, or you can call at 283-5238. That's 283-5238 for Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon.
DC Concrete and Construction is a call to make for your next job. Owner Dustin Chandler has 20 years experience in the industry. Dustin and his crew handle residential and commercial work, foundations, flat work, and stamped concrete. DC Concrete and Construction is professional, dependable, and they guarantee the highest quality work. Call DC Concrete and Construction at 618-267-2571. At 618-267-2571. You can visit their website, dcconcreteandconstruction.com, or find them on Facebook. That's DC Concrete and Construction.
Sloan Implement at 2617 West Main Street in Vandalia is your John Deere dealer. For a new John Deere or for parts or service, stop by and see them on West Main Street in Vandalia or give them a call at 283-4305. That's 283-4305 for Sloan Implement, your John Deere dealer in Vandalia. At Sloan Implement in Vandalia, growing strong since 1931.
Back here for Vandals football on WKRV, as both teams have come out for the three-minute stretch period at halftime. As we want to remind you that Brookside Valley Homes is a halftime sponsor for Vandals football. Brookside Valley Homes has the most up-to-date mobile homes on the market. With the beautiful interiors and the alluring exteriors, Brookside Valley Homes are the classiest option for your next mobile home purchase. Moving your new home is not a worry. Brookside Valley Homes includes delivery up to 50 miles with the purchase of your new mobile home. What are you waiting for? Shop in class and modern appeal at Brookside Valley Homes, 618-533-2101, or visit them at 836 South Brookside in Centralia. Once again, we want to congratulate Caden Whitaker and Jocelyn Murray, your homecoming king and queen, announced just a few moments ago. As the Vandals lead the Piesol Southwestern Birds 26-0 at halftime here in this week four contest. Vandals got three touchdowns on the ground from Quentin Stallball and another rushing touchdown from Connor DePue, as two out of the 4 point after attempts were no good, giving the Vandals their 26-0 lead. They're looking to improve their winning streak to 3 in a row after falling to Pena in week one, as the Vandals offense continues to get better each week. And the defense, once again, one of those units that continues to impress me week in and week out, as this is a group that does a heck of a job flying to the ball. They do a great job of forcing turnovers, as both Ian Whitehead and Connor DePue each with an interception tonight, as the Vandals will get the ball to start half number two. As the Vandals just getting done with their warm-up stretches, as the Piesol Southwestern Birds doing so as well. So the Vandals going to the sidelines, as are the Birds. So 26-0, the Vandals lead, as we are just about set to get half number two underway. As the Vandals will receive the ball to start the second half. So we'll see the Vandals offense once again in just a few moments, as they will look to improve to 3-1 on the year. Of course, need to play a clean half of football first before that happens. But the Vandals will get the ball to start the second half. They're going to look to add on to their 26-0 lead. As the Vandals getting some last-minute instructions from special teams coach Marcus Zimmerman, Birds getting some instructions on the sideline as well. So both teams about to break their huddle. So we are ready to resume play here in half number two. Vandals have taken the field. It'll be Connor DePue, Jordan Colburn, and Quentin Stallball set to receive the kick. And for the Birds, they haven't taken the field just quite yet. They're still getting some last-minute instructions from their coaches on the sideline. So the Birds have now broken their huddle. So the Birds have now broken their huddle. The ball is teed up at the 40. The ball teed up at the 40. I believe it's going to be Ian Brantley set to kick it away. So Ian Brantley has the ball lined up on the tee. Vandals have Jordan Colburn, Connor DePue, and Quentin Stallball set to return. So Brantley has the ball teed up on the 40. So the ball is teed up. And the kick is up. It is a squid kick, and it's going to be fielded by the Vandals. And I believe that was Aiden Carroll who fielded the punt, or fielded the kick, excuse me, and wisely just fell to the ground. So the Vandals will have the ball first down and 10 from their own 43-yard line. So first down and 10 from the Vandal 43-yard line as the Vandal offense returns once again. Vandals will be moving from right to left in quarter number three. So Vandals open up with a pistol look. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Stallball under center, Jay Keck in the backfield. Stallball gives it to Jay Kekas. Kekas automatically across midfield. He's across the 45, lowers his shoulder, and he is down at about the 40. A nice run there by Jay Keck, and the Vandals are already marching to start the second half. So first down and 10 from the 41. Ball on the Birds 41. Dumb ball, back to throw. Set up a screen for Connor DePue. DePue makes the catch. He's across the 40. Cuts inside. He's across the 35. He's across the 30. He's across the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Connor DePue. A 41-yard touchdown from Connor DePue as he was able to break several tackles on his way to a 41-yard touchdown. As Quentin Stallball found Connor DePue on a screen pass, and the Vandals add on to their lead 32-0 pending the extra point. With 11:36 left to go until or in the quarter. So Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point. Jordan Colburn set to hold. So Sagan on to add the extra point. Snap is down again. It's a botched snap. Colburn's going to throw it to the end zone, and it is incomplete. Looks like the pass was intended for Lucas Bauer, so the score is going to stay the same, 32-0, with 11:36 left to go in quarter number three. We want to remind you that touchdowns are brought to you in part by K Marsh Insurance at 740 West Orchard in Vandalia. Call them at 618-431-8283 for K Marsh Insurance in Vandalia. So Vandals lead 32-0. The snap was botched, and Colburn couldn't find Lucas Bowers in the end zone for the two-point conversion. So the Vandals lead 32-0 with 11:36 left to go until halftime, or in the third quarter, excuse me. So with 11:36 left to go in the third quarter. So Jacob Johnson lines the ball up at the 40. Johnson ready to kick off. So the referee gives Johnson the signal. Johnson's kick is away, and it's going to be fielded on a hop taken by the Birds as it's going to be taken to about the 30, and he's going to be wrapped up at about the 31. That was Remy Malone on the reception, or on the return. It was first down and 10 from the Piasol 29. First down and 10 from the Piasol 29-yard line. Piasol moving from left to right here in the quarter. Birds get the play call in from Pat Keith. So the Birds break their huddle. Two men in the backfield for Brackett. Brackett back to throw. Looking to his right, and the pass is caught by Jerrion Holman. And Jerrion Holman makes the catch and gets wrapped up at about the shy of the 40. Making it second down and one. So second down and one from the 41, it looks like. So second down and one from the 41. Birds moving from left to right. 10:52 left to go in the game, or in the third quarter. Two men in the backfield for Brackett. He's back to throw again. Looking to his right. He's got a man open for a first down. It is caught by Brantley. Brackett found Brantley wide open at about the 45. And he gets across the 50. And the Birds are in Vandal territory, first down and 10 from the 47. So first down and 10 from the Vandals 47. 10:30 left to go in the quarter. So first down and 10 from the Vandals 47. Birds looking to get back in the game. Two men in the backfield for Brackett. 10-11 left to go in the game. It's a give to Brewer, but instead we're going to have a whistle and a flag thrown. I believe they're going to get the Birds for false start. The whistle was blown right at the snap. And the Birds are already moving backwards, so I believe they're going to call this a false start on the Birds. So false start is the call on the Birds. So they're going to go backwards. They'll make that first down and 15 from their own 48. So first down and 15 from the Piasol 48-yard line. Ten minutes left to go in the quarter. First down and 15 from the 48. Two men in the backfield for Brackett. Now motions a man out to his left. Play clock at two. Back to throw is Brackett. Looking to his left, gets the pass away, and it is caught by Brantley. Ian Brantley makes a nice catch, and Ian Whitehead in on the tackle. And it's second down and about 11, I think. It was a nice catch by Ian Brantley. So it's second down and 6 from the 41, it looks like. So second down and 6 from the Vandals 43. So second down and 6 from the Vandals 43. 9 minutes left to go in the quarter. Play clock is at 2. Back to throw is Brackett. Brackett looking to get the pass away, and he's going to be wrapped up by a swarm of Vandals. He gets the pass away late, but there is a penalty marker on the play as Bryce Hartlib was in on the sack, as well as Wade Brandon. The pass was trying to be thrown away. I believe this is going to be on Piasol. I think they're going to get it for intentional grounding, and that's what the call is. So it's intentional grounding called against Piasol. So make that second down and long, I believe. Interesting to see if the Vandals want to accept the penalty. Intentional grounding is the call. So it's going to be second down and 21. And the ball is going to be placed on the Birds 42. So second down and 21 from the Birds, 42. 8:49 left to go in the game. Of the third quarter, excuse me. Back to throw is Brackett. Brackett looks to his left. He gets the pass away, and it is caught by Holman. So he's going to be tackled by Ian Whitehead and Jay Keck. So it's going to make it fourth down and long, as Piasol is going to be forced to punt. So it's fourth down and 21. So the Birds are going to go ahead and punt with 8:20 left to go in the quarter. So fourth down and 21. As we're going to have a whistle and a timeout taken by the Birds. The timeout taken by the Birds, we're going to go ahead and take a timeout as well here on WKRV.
You've got places to go, and better banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
So Brantley out to punt away for the Birds. And the punt is nearly blocked. And it's going to go out of bounds at the Vandal sideline. I believe it's going to be marked at about the 45, maybe the 40-yard line of the Vandals. It's hard to tell exactly where the ball went out of bounds at. So they're going to go ahead and mark the ball at the 50-yard line. So it's going to be first down and 10 for the Vandals at the 50. So first down and 10 for the Vandals at the 50. 7:54 left to go here in quarter number three. Vandals lead 32-0 as they've gotten four total touchdowns from Quentin Stallball, three on the ground, one through the air. Connor DePew has a pair of touchdowns himself, one on the ground and one through the air as well. As the Vandals come out in a shotgun look, three receivers, two to his right, one to his left. Stallball is back to throw. He's looking. He's got a man. Open it is. Caught by Ian Whitehead. Ian Whitehead gets across the 20. He's down at the 15, and he's pushed just past the 10-yard line, Ian Whitehead. A long catch and run, and he's got the Vandals deep in Birds territory on the Birds 8. So first down and goal for the Vandals on the Piasaw 8-yard line. As the Vandals looking to put the running clock into effect. Stallball takes a pass himself on a quarterback keeper, and he's going to be wrapped up and pushed to the ground by a gang of Birds. That was Caden Ely on the catch, or on the tackle, excuse me. Caden Ely making the tackle for a one-yard loss, making it second and goal from the 9. So second down and goal from the 9. Active throw once again is Stallball. Stallball looking to the end zone. It is caught by Jacob Johnson, but Jacob Johnson is going to be pushed out of bounds. I believe he got past the 5. So it's going to be third down and goal for the Vandals on their own 5. So third down and goal from the Birds' 5-yard line. 6:46 left to go here in the quarter. So third down and goal from the 5. Play clock at 8. Pistol look for the Vandals. Three receivers to his left, one to his right. Kick in the backfield. Stallball takes a snap. Sets up a screen for Jacob Johnson. Johnson makes the catch, and he's in. Touchdown, Vandals. Touchdown, Vandals. A 5-yard touchdown from Stallball to Johnson. From 5 yards out, and the Vandals lead it 38-0 pending the extra point. That touchdown comes at the 6:41 mark in the third quarter. And it looks like the Vandals are going to go for 2. So 6:41 left to go here in the game, or here in the quarter, excuse me. That touchdown, the 5th on the night for Stallball. As he's back to throw, he's going to roll to his right, looks to the end zone, and it is broken up, intended for Jacob Johnson. So the 2-point attempt is no good for the Vandals. Lead 38-0 with 6:41 left to go here in the third quarter. We'll take a break. You're on WKRV.
Call Brickyard Builders LLC for your next construction job. Brickyard Builders LLC can take care of all new construction and post-frame construction. And Brickyard Builders also is the call to make for any additions, decks, and exterior remodels. Call Landon Fiesel at Brickyard Builders at 618-367-3894. 618-367-3894. 618-367-3894. That's 618-367-3894 for Brickyard Builders, LLC.
38-0, the Vandals lead after the 5-yard touchdown pass from Quentin Stonewall to Jacob Johnson at the 6:41 mark in the third quarter. As Jacob Johnson on a kick the ball away, as the Vandals lead 38-0 here in the quarter. So Johnson has the ball lined up on the tee. Back to receive for the Birds. It is Wood and Malone as Malone fields the kick. Malone gets across the 30. He's across the 35 after he cuts inside. And he's going to be wrapped up at about the 36. So that's where the Birds will have the ball first down and 10 from their own 36. So first down and 10 for the Birds on their own 36. 6:34 left to go here in quarter number three. So 6:34 left to go here in quarter number three. As the Birds have broken their huddle, shotgun look for Brackett on first down. Got two receivers on each side, Wood in the backfield. Brackett takes the snap. He gives it to Bellinger as Bellinger goes to the outside, but he's pushed out of bounds for a 5-yard gain, second down and 5 for the Birds from their own 40. So it's second down and 5 for the Birds on their own 40. So another shotgun look for the Birds. Two receivers on each side for Brackett. 5:53 left to go in the game. Or the circle, as the snap goes over the head of Brackett. As Brackett can't handle the snap, he attempted to fall on it. As I believe the Birds recovered the fumble, but they're going backwards once again. It is third down and long from their own 29. So third down and long, third down and 18 from the 29. As the ball went over the head of Trenton Brackett, but the Birds were able to recover as they have the ball third down and 18 from their own 29 with 5:40 left to go in the quarter. Back to throw is Brackett. Pressure coming. He looks to his left, gets the pass away, and it is incomplete. The intended man was Ian Brantley, bringing up fourth down and 18, and the Birds are going to be forced to punt once again. So fourth down and 18, the Birds punting unit on with 5:28 left to go here in the third quarter. Colburn and DePue set to return the punt. As Brantley on to punt it away. Brantley, punt goes over his head as he is going to look to evade the pressure, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds by Jay Keck. So the Vandals take over first and 10 deep in Pius Fall territory. So it's first down and 10 from the 12 of the Birds. So the Vandals looking to put the running clock in effect with their next score. First down and 10 from the Birds 12-yard line. Heavy back set for the Vandals as they have Jacob Johnson in at the H-back. DePue and Jordan Colburn to the left of Stonewall. I believe that's Andrew Casey to his right, and Jay Keck in the backfield. It's a gift to Jay Keck as Jay Keck powers his way through. He's across the 10. He's across the 5, and he's wrapped up shy of the goal line, making it first down and goal for the Vandals, Jake Heck. Make that second down and 4 from the 7. So second down and 4 from the 7-yard line for the Vandals. As Stallball looking to the sideline. Play clock at 10. 4:42 left to go here in the third quarter. Vandals looking to implement the running clock. Heavy set once again. That's just a give to Jake Heck. Heck looking to find room to run. He's got room. He's going to be pushed ahead to the goal line. He's in. Touchdown, Vandals. A 7-yard touchdown run from Jake Heck. As the Vandals lead it 44-0, pending the extra point. So Jake Heck runs it in from 7 yards out to give the Vandals a 44-0 lead pending the extra point. As we want to remind you that Vandals touchdowns are brought to you by CastCast Gift Supply and Rental, Turn at the Dragon, and Surf Fix-A-Lot for great deals and great advice from your CastCast Gift Supply and Rental in Vandalia. So Isaac Sagan on to add the extra point. Vandals have had struggles with the snaps as this one is clean. The punt is away, or the kick is away, excuse me, and it is no good, as it was shy of the goal, or the hit the goalpost. So the Vandals lead 44-0 with 4:28 left to go here in quarter number 3. We'll take a break here on WKRB.
For any electrical issues, the call to make is ADS Electric in downtown Vandalia. Whether it's residential, industrial, or commercial, ADS Electric is the call to make. They're also a certified dealer for Generac generators. Give them a call, 618-283-2171. That's 618-283-2171 for ADS Electric, or visit them at 215 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. Again, that's 283-2171 for ADS Electric in Vandalia.
So 44-0, the Vandals lead the Piasaw Southwestern Birds with 4:28 left to go and quarter number 3. As the Vandals have put the running clock into effect, as it looks like it's a new man in the kickoff for the Vandals. It looks like it's Saginaw to kick this one. Nope, it's going to be Nick Jackson. So Nick Jackson set to kick away for the Vandals with 4:28 left to go in the game, or in the third quarter, excuse me, as that one is away. It's going to be fielded by the Birds. It's going to be fielded by Malone, as Malone gets a nice return. As we have a running clock with 4:23 left to go here in the third quarter. So clock will run for the remainder of the game. So the Vandals for the second straight week have put the running clock into effect, as the Vandals have some of their underclassmen in. So Vandals have some of the underclassmen in for the third quarter, and for more than likely the remainder of the fourth. So bracket. This will look for the Birds. It's a give to Brewer, as Brewer is going to be wrapped up, met at the line of scrimmage by Sam Bowers for a short gain, making it second down and long for the Birds, making that a loss of 3. So it's second down and 13 from the Piasaw 32. So second down and 13 from the Piasaw 32-yard line. As the clock continues to run, 3:10 left to go here in quarter number 3. Shotgun look for the Birds on second down and 13 from their own 32. Back to throw is Brackett. Brackett gets the pass away, and it is complete. I believe that was Ian Brantley on the catch, making it third down and 7 from the 35. So it's second down and seven for the third down and seven, excuse me, for the Birds. So it's third down and seven for the Birds. Ball's going to be spotted at the 39. .225 left to go in the third quarter. As the Birds come out with a shotgun look, two receivers on each side, back to throw his bracket. Looking deep once again, and it is going to be incomplete, out of bounds. The intended receiver was Ian Brantley, as the pass attempt falls incomplete, making it fourth down and seven with a minute 57 left to go here in the third quarter. A reminder that the Vandals will have a running clock for the remainder of the game with the 44-0 lead. Vandals, for the second straight week, have scored over 40 points. An offensive explosion the last 2 weeks for the Vandals, as Quentin Stonball has led the charge for a majority of that. This time, 5 total touchdowns on the night. Three on the ground and 2 through the air. As the Birds are going to go for it on 4th down and 7. As Brackett gets hit as he throws, gets the pass away, is incomplete. Ian Brantley was the intended receiver. Eli Mabry on the coverage. And the Vandals are going to take over 1st down and 10 from the Southwestern 39 with a minute left to go in the third quarter. So Andrew Casey out for the Vandals. So the Vandals have their underclassmen in for the remainder of the game, both offensively and defensively. So for the Vandals, Brody Matthews in the backfield, as is Nick Jackson. Adam Buescher and Lucas Bowers to his left. Trying to see who's on the right, on the far side. 30 seconds left to go in the quarter, as Casey. We're going to go ahead and give it to Nick, or excuse me, that's going to be a give to Brody Matthews, as Brody Matthews has himself a nice run, making it first down and 10 for the Vandals from the Piasol 29. So clock will continue to run. I believe the Vandals are just going to go ahead and let this clock run out to the fourth quarter, and that's exactly what they're going to do, as the clock continues to run as we go to the fourth quarter. Vandals lead the Piasol Southwestern Birds 44-0. We'll take a break and come back with the fourth quarter here on WKRV.
Hey, it's Delmer Mills with Heck Chevrolet of Vandalia. It's a new season and an all-new starting lineup here at your local Chevy dealer. Like the all-new redesigned Chevy Colorado. That's right. The 2024 Motor Trend Truck of the Year is the most awarded midsize truck in its class. And it didn't win for one thing, it won for everything. Safety, looks, technology, comfort, durability, and overall value. This truck came, it performed, and it conquered the competition. So come on in, see what all the buzz is about here at your local Chevy dealer, Heck Chevrolet of Vandalia, 122 West Gallatin Street, downtown Vandalia, Illinois. Check us out online at VandaliaChevy.com. Our phone number, 618-283-0381. Chevy, together let's drive.
If your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday," we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Aaron Alderson. When it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side. And there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Stop by our office at 533 West Gallatin in Vandalia. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
So second down and one for the Vandals on the Piasol 30-yard line. To start quarter number 4, Vandals will be moving from left to right here in the quarter. 2 men in the backfield for Casey, Jackson, and Matthews. They give to Nick Jackson, and Nick Jackson has enough for a first down. So a nice run there by Nick Jackson, making it first down and 10 from the 27. So first down and 10 from the 27 of the Birds. Expect the Vandals to lead off as much of this clock as they can. Clock will not stop the remainder of the game. as the Vandals will look to improve to 3-1 on the season as they lead the Piesaw Southwestern Birds 44-0 with 11:19 left to go in the game as they give it to Brody Matthews. And Brody Matthews is wrapped up from behind the line by Matthew Reddy. As it's going to be a loss of 1 second down and 11 from the Southwestern 30. So second down and 11. Clock under 11 minutes left to go in the game. So Tanner Stone and Lucas Bowers to the right of Andrew Casey. As Adam Buescher to his left. Play clock at 12. 10:42 left to go here in the game. The give is to Nick Jackson. Jackson gets across the 30. He's across the 25. He's across the 20. He's up to 15. And he's wrapped up shy of the 10-yard line. A nice run there by Nick Jackson. And the Vandals have the ball first down and 10 from the Piesaw 11. So first down and 10 from the Piesaw 11-yard line. 10:09 left to go here in the game. Vandals will improve to 3-1 on the season as they lead the Piesaw Southwestern Birds 44-0, looking to add on to that lead. 9:52 left to go here in the contest. Two men in the backfield for Casey. Casey keeps it himself. He stumbled a little bit. He's going to pull it down. He's going to pull it short off the goal line, and he's in. Touchdown, Vandals. An 11-yard touchdown run for Andrew Casey at the 9:40 mark as the Vandals lead it 50-0 pending the extra point. So Andrew Casey lowered his shoulder at the goal line. As the Vandals add on to their lead, it is 50-0 pending the extra point. Isaac Sagan on to add on the point after attempt. As Colburn set to hold. As the snap is down. Kick is up. It is good. And the Vandals lead at 51-0 with 9:36 left to go here in the game. We'll take a break here on WKRV.
Hey, Bob. How about another burger?
Coming up. I knew Bob was such a grill master.
Yeah, and his team organized all the games for the kids.
Hey, guys. I think we can get you a better auto loan rate.
Wow.
It's what we do.
This is Melissa at the First National Bank of Brownstown. We're your neighbors and a part of the community. We offer you mobile banking, online bill pay, and a convenient ATM. First National Bank of Brownstown, equal housing lender and member FDIC. We support small town businesses because we are one.
51-0, the Vandals lead the Piesaw Southwestern Birds with 9:36 left to go here in the game. Andrew Casey ran it in from 11 yards out. And lowered his shoulder at the goal line as the Vandals lead at 51-0 with 9:36 left to go in the contest. Vandals will look to improve to 3-1 on the season with this 51-0 lead so far. So Nick Jackson set to kick it away for the Vandals. As the referee blows his whistle, kick is up, it is away. It is fielded about the 22, and he's met right at the 35. A nice hit there. I believe that was Sam Bowers who made the tackle, as you could hear that one from up here in the press box. Sam Bowers laid the wood against Remy Malone, and the Birds had the ball first down and 10 from their own 40. So first down and 10, make that from their 34, excuse me. First down and 10 from the Southwestern 34-yard line. 8:55 left to go here in the contest. Vandals looking to improve to 3-1 on the season. As the Birds break their huddle, So shotgun look for the birds on first down. Two receivers on each side of bracket. Man in motion for the birds. It's a give to Berlingee, as Berlingee is going to be wrapped up behind the line of scrimmage. I believe, once again, that was Sam Bowers in on the tackle. If he's making the most of his playing time tonight, if he's been in on those several good tackles, making it second down and 17 from the 27. So second down and 17 for the Piasol Southwestern Birds. 8 minutes left to go in the contest. Vandals will look to improve to 3-1 on the year as they lead the Southwestern Birds 51-0. Clock continuing to run here as we're at 7:45 left to go in the contest. So Birds line up. They have three men to the right, one to the left. Some confusion as back to throw is Brackett, who gets the pass away, and it is caught by Fulman. As it's going to be third down and long for the Birds. So third down and 15 for the Birds on their own 29. 7 minutes left to go here in the game. As the Birds break their huddle, 6:55 left to go in the game. Two receivers on each side of bracket. Back to throw is Brackett. He's looking to get the pass away and is over the head of his intended receiver. That's going to bring up fourth down and 15 from the 29. So fourth down and 15 from the Birds 29. And it looks like the Birds are going to go for it here on fourth and 15. So fourth down and 15 for the Birds. As Vandals looking to improve to 3-1 on the year. 6:07 left to go in the contest. 51-0, the Vandals leads. Back to throw is Brackett. He's got a man down the middle, and it is caught. And he's going to go all the way. He's across the 15-10-5, a touchdown for the Birds. Touchdown by Joseph Berlingee. As Joseph Berlingee has a 29-yard touchdown reception at the 5:53 mark. As that's going to make the score 51-6 pending the extra point. A 71-yard touchdown pass. As the Birds are going to look to go for two here with 5:53 left to go. So 5 minutes, 53 seconds left to go here in the fourth quarter. Birds will go for two. Back to throw is Brackett, and the pass is over the head of his intended receiver as the Vandals lead at 51-6 with 5:53 left to go in the contest. We'll take a break. You're on WKRV.
At Country Financial, we know the rising cost of buying and repairing farm equipment may lead you to worry about protecting those critical assets. As a leading farm insurer, we're here to help. Our enhanced AgriPlus coverage provides replacement costs for qualified equipment and wearable parts. This is Jordan Mahan, your local Country Financial rep. Call me today at 618-829-3973 to talk about your farm insurance needs. Farm policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
5:53 left to go here in the game. Vandals lead the Piasol Birds 51-6 with 5:53 left to go. As the Birds just got a 71-yard touchdown from Trenton Brackett to Joseph Berlingee. As the Birds are going to kick away to the Vandals. As Adam Buescher, I believe that's Sam Bowers, and Zayden Doring set to receive the kick. So Ian Brantley has the ball teed up. As he gets the kick away, it's going to be bounced at about the 10, and it's going to go out of bounds. So a flag thrown on the play, so the kick goes out of bounds. And it's going to be first down and 10 from their own 35. I believe it's going to be at the 35. Yeah, they're going to spot the ball at the Vandals' 35-yard line with 5:53 left to go. As the clock continuing to run here, as Andrew Casey still in at quarterback, Brody Matthews and Zayden, or Keegan Turner, excuse me, the men in the backfield with them. As the clock continues to run here, 5:33 left to go in the game. Vandals will improve to 3-1 on the year with the 51-6 win over the Piesol Southwestern Birds on homecoming. As the give is to Keegan Turner, as Keegan Turner has a nice run, he's across midfield. He's still on his feet. He's still turning the legs at the 40, and he's pushed out of bounds at about the 39. A nice yard, a nice gain there by Keegan Turner with 5 minutes left to go in the contest. So 5 minutes left to go here in the contest. Clock continues to run here with the 40-point running clock. As the Vandals are going to improve to 3-1 on the year with the 51-6 win over the Piesol Southwestern Birds. As Vandals just waiting for the clock to run out, play clock is at 6. So Casey gives it once again to, this time, Brody Matthews, as Brody Matthews keeps his feet moving. And he's across the 35, and he lowers his shoulder shy of the 30. That's going to make it second down and, I believe, second down and 2 on the 32. Make that second and 3 from the 32. As the clock now moves to right at 4 minutes. 4 minutes left to go here in the contest. 51-6, the Vandals lead. Clock now at 3:53-1 on the year with the 51-6 win over Piesol. The give to Brody Matthews, as Brody Matthews keeps the legs moving. He bounces outside. He's across the 20, and Brody Matthews, a nice carry, making it first down for the Vandals. Ball will be placed at the Piesol 16. So 3:25 left to go in the game. As we're going to have a whistle, a couple substitutions for the Vandals. Not exactly sure what the whistle was for, but the clock continuing to run. So play clock at 14. I believe they're wanting an official timeout. I believe there's an injured bird on the play. So the clock continuing to run now. 3:04 left to go here in the game. As the play clock now at 14. .2:45 left to go here in the game. Casey gives it to Keegan Turner. Keegan Turner is going to keep the legs moving, and Keegan Turner is down inside the goal line. So it's first down and goal for the Vandals. I believe he was down at about their 1. No, they're going to say he was down at the 3. So it's first down and goal from the 3-yard line with 2:19 left to go in the game. So 2:19 left to go in the game as the play clock at 14. Exactly 2 minutes left to go here in the contest. As Casey takes the snap, and he's going to kneel it down with 1:50 left to go. So it's second down and goal for the Vandals. Vandals will improve to 3-1 on the year with a 51-6 win over the Piasol Southwestern Birds. Vandals are just going to kneel it down to wrap up this one. So a minute 20 left to go here in the game. Casey looking at the play clock. It's at 9. A minute 13 left to go in the game. Second down and goal as Casey takes the snap, takes the knee once again. And it's third down and goal. All Casey has to do is take one more knee to secure the 51-6 win here tonight. So 51-6, the Vandals are going to come away with the win to improve to 3-1 on the year. Casey watches the clock continue to run. Play clock at 20. Game clock at 37. Casey takes one more knee, and that will do it as the Vandals come away with the 51-6 win. 51-6, the Vandals come away with the win over the Piasol Southwestern Birds. We'll take a break, come back, and wrap this one up here on WKRV.
When looking for your next home,